This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The owner of the Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche has taken financial control of Elitch Gardens and Meow Wolf in Denver. Kroenke Sports and Entertainment will now control the land that sits along the South Platte River. It's also part of the River Mile development, which owners imagine as a new development near the land. For now, officials say both Elitch's and Meow Wolf will stay where they are. Ahead of Saturday afternoon's No Kings protests countering a military parade in D.C., Denver police say they're expecting the main protests to be peaceful. But they're still prepared with crowd control tactics like pepper balls and tear gas if necessary. Local civil rights attorney Shelby Danner.
You can march in the street, but if you're obstructing traffic, that's where you might find yourself getting into trouble.
Police are only supposed to ask a crowd to disperse if there's an immediate danger to the public or if the crowd turns violent. The driver convicted in the death of 17-year-old cyclist Magnus White was sentenced to 4 years in prison Friday afternoon. The hearing was full of emotional sentiments from the parents and friends of White. Yiva Semilianska also spoke to the judge, apologizing for what she called a tragedy. And the National Weather Service in Boulder has issued a severe thunderstorm watch until 10 p.m. tonight for Logan, Morgan, Phillips, Sedgwick, Washington, Weld, and Yuma counties. Storms already caused a tornado warning in Adams County earlier today. High winds and weather forced a ground stop at Denver International Airport. This is CPR News.